This is the reading for February 18th, Psalm 49. Listen to this, all you nations. Listen, all you who live on earth. Listen, both great and small, rich and poor together. What I say is wise, and my heart speaks with understanding. I will pay attention to a wise saying. I will explain my riddle on the harp. Why should I be afraid of bad days? Why should I fear when evil men surround me? They trust in their money and brag about their riches. No one can buy back the life of another. No one can pay God for his own life, because the price of a life is high. No payment is ever enough. Do people live forever? Don't they all face death? See, even wise people die. Fools and stupid people also die and leave their wealth to others. Their graves will always be their homes. They will live there from now on, even though they named places after themselves. Even rich people do not live forever. Like the animals, people die. This is what will happen to those who trust in themselves and to their followers who believe them. Like sheep, they must die, and death will be their shepherd. Honest people will rule over them in the morning, and their bodies will rot in a grave far from home. But God will save my life and will take me from the grave. Don't be afraid of rich people because their houses are more beautiful. They don't take anything to the grave. Their wealth won't go down with them. Even though they were praised when they were alive, and people may praise you when you succeed, they will go to where their ancestors are. They will never see light again. Rich people with no understanding are just like animals that die. Exodus chapter 7. These are the teachings about the penalty offering which is most holy. The penalty offering must be killed where the whole burnt offering is killed. Then the priest must sprinkle its blood on all sides of the altar. He must offer all the fat from the penalty offering, the fat tail, the fat that covers the inner organs, both kidneys with the fat that is on them near the lower back muscle, and the best part of the liver, which is to be removed with the kidneys. The priest must burn all these things on the altar as an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is a penalty offering. Any male in a priest's family may eat it. It is most holy, so it must be eaten in a holy place. The penalty offering is like the sin offering in that the teachings are the same for both. The priest who offers the sacrifice to remove sins will get the meat for food. The priest who offers the burnt offering may also have the skin from it. Every grain offering that is baked in an oven, cooked on a griddle, or baked in a dish belongs to the priest who offers it. Every grain offering, either dry or mixed with oil, belongs to the priests, and all priests will share alike. These are the teachings about the fellowship offering a person may offer to the Lord. If he brings the fellowship offering to show his thanks, he should also bring loaves of bread made without yeast that are mixed with oil, wafers made without yeast that have oil poured over them, and loaves of fine flour that are mixed with oil. He must also offer loaves of bread made with yeast along with his fellowship offering which he gives to show thanks. One of each kind of offering will be for the Lord. It will be given to the priest who sprinkles the blood of the fellowship offering. When the fellowship offering is given to thank the Lord, the meat from it must be eaten the same day it is offered. None of it must be left until morning. If a person brings a fellowship offering just to give a gift to God or because of a special promise to him, the sacrifice should be eaten the same day he offers it. If there is any left, it may be eaten the next day. If any meat from this sacrifice is left on the third day, it must be burned up. Any meat of the fellowship offering eaten on the third day will not be accepted, nor will the sacrifice count for the person who offered it. It will become unclean, and anyone who eats the meat will be guilty of sin. People must not eat meat that touches anything unclean. They must burn this meat with fire. Anyone who is clean may eat other meat. But if anyone is unclean and eats the meat from the fellowship offering that belongs to the Lord, he must be cut off from his people. If anyone touches something unclean, uncleanness that comes from people, from an animal, or from some hated thing, touching it will make him unclean. If he then eats meat from the fellowship offering that belongs to the Lord, he must be cut off from his people. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel, you must not eat any of the fat from cattle, sheep, or goats. If an animal is found dead or torn by wild animals, you may use its fat for other things, but you must not eat it. If someone eats fat from an animal offering made by fire to the Lord, he must be cut off from his people. No matter where you live, you must not eat blood from any bird or animal. Anyone who eats blood must be cut off from his people." The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel, if someone brings a fellowship offering to the Lord, he must give part of it as his sacrifice to the Lord. He must carry that part of the gift in his own hands as an offering made by fire to the Lord. He must bring the fat and the breast of the animal to the priest to be presented to the Lord as the priest's share. Then the priest must burn the fat on the altar, but the breast of the animal will belong to Aaron and the priests. You must also give the right thigh from the fellowship offering to the priest as a gift. It will belong to the priest who offers the blood and fat of the fellowship offering. I have taken the breast and the thigh from the fellowship offerings of the Israelites, and I have given these parts to Aaron and the priests as their share for all time from the Israelites. This is the portion that belongs to Aaron and his sons from the offerings made by fire to the Lord. They were given this share on the day they were presented to the Lord as priests. On the day the Lord appointed the priests, he commanded Israel to give this share to them, and it is to be given to the priests as their share from now on. These are the teachings about the whole burnt offering, the grain offering, the sin offering, the penalty offering, the offering for the appointment of priests, and the fellowship offering. The Lord gave these teachings to Moses on Mount Sinai on the day he commanded the Israelites to bring their offerings to the Lord in the Sinai desert." Leviticus chapter 8. The Lord said to Moses, "Bring Aaron and his sons and their clothes, the special olive oil used in appointing people and things to the service of the Lord, the bull of the sin offering, and the two male sheep, and the basket of bread made without yeast. Then gather the people together at the entrance to the meeting tent." Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and the people met together at the entrance to the meeting tent. Then Moses spoke to the people and said, "This is what the Lord has commanded to be done." Bringing Aaron and his sons forward, Moses washed them with water. He put the inner robe on Aaron and tied the cloth belt around him. Then Moses put the outer robe on him and placed the holy vest on him. He tied the skillfully woven belt around him so that the holy vest was tied to Aaron. Then Moses put the chest covering on him and put the Urim and the Thummim in the chest covering. He also put the turban on Aaron's head. He put the strip of gold, the holy crown, on the front of the turban as the Lord had commanded him to do. Then Moses put the special oil on the holy tent and everything in it, making them holy for the Lord. He sprinkled some oil on the altar 7 times, sprinkling the altar and all its tools and the large bowl and its base. In this way he made them holy for the Lord. He poured some of the special oil on Aaron's head to make Aaron holy for the Lord. Then Moses brought Aaron's sons forward. He put the inner robes on them, tied cloth belts around them, and put headbands on them, as the Lord had commanded him. Then Moses brought the bull for the sin offering, and Aaron and his sons put their hands on its head. Moses killed the bull, took the blood, and with his finger put some of it on all the corners of the altar to make it pure. Then he poured out the rest of the blood at the bottom of the altar. In this way he made it holy and ready for service to God. Moses took all the fat from the inner organs of the bull, the best part of the liver and both kidneys with the fat that is on them, and he burned them on the altar. But he took the bull's skin, its meat, and its intestines and burned them in a fire outside the camp, as the Lord had commanded him. Next, Moses brought the male sheep of the burnt offering, and Aaron and his sons put their hands on its head. Then Moses killed it and sprinkled the blood on all sides of the altar. He cut the male sheep into pieces and burned the head, the pieces, and the fat. He washed the inner organs and legs with water and burned the whole sheep on the altar as a burnt offering made by fire to the Lord. Its smell was pleasing to the Lord. Moses did these things as the Lord had commanded him. Then Moses brought the other male sheep, the one used in appointing Aaron and his sons as priests, and Aaron and his sons put their hands on its head. Then Moses killed the sheep and put some of its blood on the bottom of Aaron's right ear, some on the thumb of Aaron's right hand, and some on the big toe of his right foot. Then Moses brought Aaron's sons close to the altar. He put some of the blood on the bottom of their right ears, some on the thumbs of their right hands, and some on the big toes of their right feet. Then he sprinkled blood on all sides of the altar. He took the fat tail, all the fat on the inner organs, the best part of the liver, both kidneys with their fat, and the right thigh. From the basket of bread made without yeast that is put before the Lord each day, Moses took a loaf of bread, a loaf made with oil, and a wafer. He put these pieces of bread on the fat and right thigh of the male sheep. All these things he put in the hands of Aaron and his sons and presented them as an offering before the Lord. Then Moses took them from their hands and burned them on the altar on top of the burnt offering. So this was the offering for appointing Aaron and his sons as priests. It was an offering made by fire to the Lord, and its smell was pleasing to him. Moses also took the breast and presented it as an offering before the Lord. It was Moses' share of the male sheep used in appointing the priests, as the Lord had commanded him. Moses took some of the special oil and some of the blood which was on the altar, and he sprinkled them on Aaron and Aaron's clothes, and on Aaron's sons and their clothes. In this way, Moses made Aaron, his clothes, his sons, and their clothes holy for the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron and his sons, I gave you a command, saying, Aaron and his sons will eat these things. So take the meat and basket of bread from the offering for appointing priests. Boil the meat at the door of the meeting tent and eat it there with the bread. If any of the meat or bread is left, burn it. The time of appointing will last 7 days. You must not go outside the entrance of the meeting tent until that time is up. Stay there until the time of your appointing is finished. The Lord commanded the things that were done today to remove your sins, so you will belong to Him. You must stay at the entrance of the meeting tent, day and night, for 7 days. If you don't obey the Lord's commands, you will die. The Lord has given me these commands. So Aaron and his sons did everything the Lord had commanded through Moses.